Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Silk Road Tour Radio. Today's episode is a little different, and trust me, you are going to love it. Usually, it's just the two of us, your trusty hosts, taking you on a journey through the history, culture, and adventure of Central Asia. But today, I'm passing the mic to someone who truly lives and breathes the travel experience every single day. Meet Emir, a local guide and translator based in Bishkek, who is particularly a walking encyclopedia of Kyrgyzstan's natural wonders, cultural treasures, and all the hidden gems most tourists never ever hear about. Emir has spent years crafting unforgettable journeys for travelers from around the world. Whether it's a peaceful lakeside escape or an adrenaline packed adventure in the Tian Shan Mountains. So buckle up! In this episode, we'll hear from someone who's not just showing you Kyrgyzstan, but giving you a taste of what it means to live it. Let's dive into my conversation with Emir and uncover some of the magic this incredible country has to offer. Hey, Emir, how's the weather treating you in Bishkek these days? If someone were packing their bags to visit right now, what should they wear?
Hi, Peter. It is cold these days, as for 23rd of January. At night, it reaches minus 15 degrees Celsius. Combined with the humidity, it feels even colder. A week ago, it was more mild, minus 3-5 at night, and above zero during daytime. So if you are going to visit Kyrgyzstan in winter, pack your warm winter clothes, some thermal gear, a warm hat and gloves, and good winter boots. It will allow you to enjoy the winter and its beauty. Explore the mountain gorges and snow-dusted valleys. Some are close to Bishkek and some are much further.
Speaking of prime destinations, most roads eventually lead to the stunning Issyk-Kul Lake. And recently, Condé Nast traveler named Krakow the adventure capital of Central Asia. How do you think that's going to impact Kyrgyzstan's tourism?
This article will definitely help to boost winter tourism in Kyrgyzstan. Even more, articles like that can attract the right kind of travelers, the curious, adventure-seeking ones. We already have a lot of people that are interested in summer activities, but many people don't know yet about what winter can offer. This article is great, and I hope that many more people can plan their vacations and explore what Kyrgyzstan offers in winter. Karakol is a gem for all travelers who would like to experience the raw beauty of snowy mountains, numerous coniferous forests and breathtaking valleys, and combine the exploration with different activities, such as horse riding, skiing, staying in yurt, the traditional nomad house, and discovering the unique cultural aspect of Karakol. Dungan Mosque, gingerbread-like wooden houses, and that local cuisine. Trust me, cold ashlamfu soup is an experience in itself.
Let's be real, some tourists get stuck in cookie-cutter tours, but we are in an age of information overload and people want something more. What's your take?
Absolutely. Cookie-cutter is out, custom is in. In Kyrgyzstan, the ultimate experience is all about mixing and matching adventures to fit your style and season. Think falconry, skiing, mountain hikes tailored to your stamina. And in between, diving into nomadic culture, eating your weight in local delicacies, and exploring breathtaking landscapes. With a guide, you can map out your dream itinerary and then some. Even if you complete just 70% of it, you'll live with memories that outshine any one-size-fits-all package.
Kyrgyzstan has often been criticized by analysts for acting in the shadow of larger powers to the north and east, heavily influenced by loans and external pressure. But let's consider a parallel. When Donald Trump just came into office for the second time, critics argued that his real estate empire, built on borrowed capital, left him vulnerable to those controlling the funds. Yet, in a surprising twist, US President simply minted his own meme coins with his name on them and managed to rake over 30 billion, instantly elevating his business influence far beyond any potential dependency. In a similar way, Kyrgyzstan could harness the power of decentralized finance to carve out a new level of sovereignty. The opportunities are immense, from launching crypto-backed shares in Kumtor gold's mining operations to creating meme coins tied to one-of-a-kind adventure experiences designed by local tourism organizers. For instance, imagine an adventure leadership coin based on the story of Queen Tamiris, the legendary nomadic warrior and ruler. A tourist could purchase this coin to unlock an inclusive guided experience, a curated journey through Kyrgyzstan that combines insight into nomadic upbringing, archaeological wonders, and breathtaking natural landscapes, all crafted to inspire a sense of leadership and resilience. Not only would the travelers walk away with a transformative experience, but the guides who created the coin would earn significantly more than from a season of standard tours for affluent visitors.
Our culture has always been about leveraging the opportunities presented by high-altitude environments. And instead of an intense and regimented approach, we treat it with a balance, alternating moments of awe-inspiring natural beauty with activities that strengthen both body and spirit. The focus isn't on building centralized empires, but on nurturing decentralized, interconnected communities, much like the classic nomadic traditions of Kyrgyzstan. Sure, we had our moment of empire building. The Kyrgyz once led a mighty state that covered a lot of territories of Eurasia. But over time, we realized our strength lies not in grand imperial ambitions, but in the personal growth and freedoms afforded by the mountains and the nomadic way of life. Today, the world presents a unique chance for this Kyrgyz vision to thrive in entirely new ways.
Emir, that's inspiring. Where can listeners find you if they want to book an adventure?
Head to my website at bikeandhike.kg.
Thanks for sharing your insights, Emir. Wishing you an amazing season ahead.
Thank you. And here's to more great episodes of Silk Road Tour Radio, Piotr. Good luck.